February 12, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Faith-shaking trials. Opening prayer. Father, help me to stay alert spiritually, so that evil won't catch me by surprise. Feed my spirit with your holy words, so that I can resist sinning against you. Read 2 Kings chapter 18. Hezekiah, king of Judah. In the third year of Hoshea son of Elah king of Israel, Hezekiah son of Ahaz king of Judah began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him, he kept the commands the Lord had given Moses. And the Lord was with him, he was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. From watchtower to fortified city, he defeated the Philistines, as far as Gaza and its territory. In King Hezekiah's fourth year, which was the seventh year of Hoshea son of Elah king of Israel, Shalmaneser king of Assyria marched against Samaria and laid siege to it. At the end of 3 years, the Assyrians took it. So Samaria was captured in Hezekiah's sixth year, which was the ninth year of Hoshea king of Israel. The king of Assyria deported Israel to Assyria and settled them in Hala, in Gozan on the Habor River and in towns of the Medes. This happened because they had not obeyed the Lord their God, but had violated his covenant, all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. They neither listened to the commands nor carried them out. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, Sennacherib king of Assyria attacked all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. So Hezekiah king of Judah sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish, "I have done wrong. Withdraw from me, and I will pay whatever you demand of me." The king of Assyria exacted from Hezekiah king of Judah 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. So Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasuries of the royal palace. At this time, Hezekiah king of Judah stripped off the gold with which he had covered the doors and doorposts of the temple of the Lord, and gave it to the king of Assyria. Sennacherib threatens Jerusalem. The king of Assyria sent his supreme commander, his chief officer, and his field commander with a large army, from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. They came up to Jerusalem and stopped at the aqueduct of the upper pool, on the road to the washerman's field. They called for the king, and Eliakim son of Hilkiah the palace administrator, Shebna the secretary, and Joah son of Asaph the recorder went out to them. The field commander said to them, "Tell Hezekiah. This is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says, on what are you basing this confidence of yours? You say you have the counsel and the might for war, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending, that you rebel against me? Look, I know you are depending on Egypt, that splintered reed of a staff, which pierces the hand of anyone who leans on it. Such is Pharaoh king of Egypt, to all who depend on him. But if you say to me, 'We are depending on the Lord our God,' isn't he the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah removed, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship before this altar in Jerusalem?' Come now, make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses, if you can put riders on them. How can you repulse one officer of the least of my master's officials, even though you are depending on Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Furthermore, have I come to attack and destroy this place without word from the Lord? The Lord himself told me to march against this country and destroy it." Then Eliakim son of Hilkiah, and Shebna and Joah said to the field commander, "Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, since we understand it. Don't speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people on the wall." But the commander replied, "Was it only to your master and you that my master sent me to say these things, and not to the people sitting on the wall, who, like you, will have to eat their own excrement and drink their own urine?" Then the commander stood and called out in Hebrew, "Hear the word of the king of Assyria. This is what the king says, do not let Hezekiah deceive you. He cannot deliver you from my hand. Do not let Hezekiah persuade you to trust in the Lord when he says, 'The Lord will surely deliver us, this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah. This is what the king of Assyria says, 'Make peace with me and come out to me. Then each of you will eat fruit from your own vine and fig tree, and drink water from your own cistern, until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey. Choose life and not death. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for he is misleading you when he says, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Has the God of any nation ever delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they rescued Samaria from my hand? Who of all the gods of these countries has been able to save his land from me? How then can the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim son of Hilkiah the palace administrator, Shebna the secretary, and Joah son of Asaph the recorder went to Hezekiah, with their clothes torn, and told him what the field commander had said. Reflect. In culture today, where do you see God's truth perverted? Hezekiah, king of Judah, is forced to pay tribute to Assyria after Sennacherib's attack. Later, three Assyrian messengers come to threaten Judah to surrender by making faith-shaking arguments. In the first speech, the Assyrian spokesman argues that it is dangerous for Judah to rely on Egypt, and that it is futile for Judah to rely on her own military. The speaker tells lies, saying that it is unwise to trust in God because Hezekiah, king of Judah, has angered the Lord. The Assyrians even claim to be God's agent to destroy Judah. In the second speech, the Assyrian spokesman deliberately speaks in Judah's language instead of Aramaic, the international language, so the people sitting on the wall will understand the message. This propaganda aims to shake people's confidence in their king. Four times he denounces Judah's king. Apart from comparing Hezekiah's empty promises to the benevolence of the Assyrian king, the Assyrian speaker compares the Lord unfavorably to Assyrian gods and the gods of other nations already conquered. The failure of any gods to deliver Samaria is clear evidence. Can Hezekiah hold fast to the Lord and resist the Assyrian threat, but still survive? If you were Hezekiah, how would you respond? The devil sometimes haunts us by undermining our dignity, other people's confidence in us, and even our faith in God. May the Holy Spirit help us in discerning Satan's cunning lies and twisted arguments. Apply. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, when I am tempted to be discouraged by dishonesty, when you are discredited or I am abased, thank you for the scriptures that offer me truth, assurance, and all that I need to persevere.